Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. Whether taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up quick, you coulda young or you old, hop on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans of the transport sector. So all I see it, my soul come back. One already. Today, The Road is on the Mandela Highway with an update on the roadworks. I am here with Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson, who will be filling us in. Good afternoon, Ramona.
Good afternoon, Twyla, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Okay, so could you tell us, in terms of percentage, how much the roadworks have been completed?
Currently now we're about three quarter way through with the works here on the Mandela Highway. The most significant work or change that has occurred along the highway occurred about 3 weeks ago when we put both eastbound and westbound traffic 1 week apart on a provisional section of the roadway that's right between the Highway 2000 east-west off-ramp and the Tom Kringle Drive or the Nestle building. And so motorists have been using this 3.4 kilometer section of the roadway for the last 3 weeks or so.
In terms of a timeline for completion of the north and south sections, is there anything you could tell me about that?
Originally, the Mandela Highway project, in total, the 3.5 kilometer stretch of roadway, was slated to be delivered at the end of summer 2018. But with delays due to unseasonal rainfall, particularly towards the last part of 2017, which has not only affected the Mandela Highway project, but has affected all our projects island-wide, small and large, we have made those adjustments to the delivery time to about nearing the end of this year.
We have a lot of motorists who may be complaining about some delays along the roadway because of works that's being done. Is it that they can expect improvements to these delays in the short term?
Particularly in the mornings, we might be experiencing some delay. We are operating within a confined space. Yeah, we're cramped for room up here, and therefore this area is heavily trafficked with public passenger transportation. And because we can only facilitate two lanes going eastbound and westbound, we are unable to accommodate dedicated bus lanes. Evening peak traffic has improved significantly. So if you're traveling towards Spanish Town out of Kingston during the evening time, you will notice significant improvements to your travel time.
Could you describe some of the major changes that the roadway will undergo in terms of how it will look?
At the end of December, we'll have a six-lane dual carriageway. Three lanes headed into Kingston, three lanes headed out to St. Catherine and destinations further west. A solid concrete Jersey median is a divider for safety reasons, and upon them you have LED street lamps. We'll also be doing some improvements to the box culvert at Duhaney River. That is exactly where Spanish Town Road meets the Mandela. We have constructed two brand new bridges, so the performance of the roadway will be improved. The carrying capacity of the roadway will be improved. Safety will be improved.
Thank you so much, Ramona. Time now to step out on the Mandela Highway and speak to some of the motorists about how they feel about the improvement project.
I'm going good still. I appreciate it still, yeah?
This particular stretch of road will be so improved that we won't have the issue of the water flooding that used to happen. Extension in the amount of lanes that we have. That too, the one problem I'm having is that we have to be putting up with traffic delays.
Yeah, me on a bicycle. It's all right. That's enough and enough it. I didn't finish it. Enough improvement. Enough better.
What kind of problems you used to have before when you were going on the road on your bicycle?
It's narrow. Water. When the rainfall, water and things on the road, you know. But now it's better on.
I experienced a lot of improvements on the road right here.
Well, I really like that the roads are being fixed, but it's causing an inconvenience.
But like a road work well, but you cross it not easy.
And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan of improving Jamaica's transport system. Guess what? The Road wants to hear from you. So send feedback to radio@gis.gov.jm. Drop us a tweet on Twitter @GIS News. Check us out on Instagram @GIS Voice. And interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. So until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on do your thing. And go on, go The Road.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.